You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God calls us to go and make disciples of all nations. Learn more in week 4 of Authentic.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our service here at Cinema 7, our 3 p.m. service. And let me introduce myself. My name is Mark Constantino. I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metris. I usually preach at our 5 and 7 p.m. service dito po sa main hall. Dahil po si Pastor Jeff. Nasa si Pastor Jeff? Okay. Si Pastor Jeff, okay lang mag-relax. Kasi nga, sobrang relax na siya actually, no? So, I'm covering for him today because Pastor Jeff will be one of the main speakers of our much-awaited Ignite pre-conference starting tomorrow po. And so, si mismo si Pastor Jeff, simple lang naman, kung dito nagpipreach ng 300 people dito sa cinema, bukas po, okay, pang second session si Pastor Fred, Pastor Jeff, magpipreach sa 6,000 strong leaders of our victory leaders. And so, I want you to do a favor. Please do pray for Pastor Jeff. For how many of you appreciate Pastor Jeff preaching to us at our 3 p.m. service?
Yeah.
Okay, parang kung konti. Hindi nyo ba na-appreciate yung Pastor Jeff? Okay, taga-Victory ba kayo? Hindi. Baka mamaya taga. Hindi, pero the reality is, you know, please do pray for Pastor Jeff. He needs your prayers. And he was really encouraged during the 1 p.m. service when I preached this afternoon. And I'm sure it's gonna be great for our pre-conference tomorrow. And so please also pray for the rest of the conference. Imagine that it's going to be the first time where 30 plus different nations will be coming for this conference. And we're expecting how many thousands, Pastor Romel? 13,000 people. All right? 13,000 people at Araneta Coliseum. All right? And so, wag ho kayo pupunta Araneta. Nako, sobrang traffic. Hindi ho UAP. Dahil nandun po yung buong every nation campus. And so, are you encouraged with that? All right, good. So, all right, as we've been saying here in Victory, there are two things that we're passionate about. We're here to honor God and make disciples. And having said that, if you've been coming, all right, to check us out in the church, and I just want to let you know, you are so welcome if you came from other church, all right, and you're very much welcome to check us out. But I just want to say, from the very start of Victory, especially when we planted the church 6 years ago, our desire is to reach out for the lost, all right? God has called this church to reach out for the lost. That's why Pastor Steve keeps on saying, Victory is about the lost people, all right? And so that's why we want to make sure that we fill this place with lost people. And so thank you for coming to those who from the other church, but I just want to make sure that, you know, our goal here is not to fish for the other fish in a different aquarium, all right? We're here to fish in the ocean. We're here to reach out to the lost and not to get Christians from different churches. Can you say amen to that? All right, just want to make sure that we all understand. Okay, great. So today, we are on our final topic, all right? This is the final week of our preaching series po, Authentic. And bago po tayo mag-umpisa po, isummarize ko lang po yung very first time that we talk about authentic, all right? When you say authentic, it's being genuine, it's being true, it's being real. And the reason why we do want to touch on this is because that most of us, when we talk about Christianity and authenticity of our faith, kasi pag sinabi natin faith natin, sometimes it just focused on the four corners of this wall. As soon as you get out of the service, then you forget who you are. Okay, pag sinabi natin church, sige, makikinig tayo ng preaching, sige, magpapakumbaba ako dahil church yan, magbibigay ako ng tithes and offering ko. Okay, mag-worship ako kay Lord. Church kasi yan eh. Pero pag lumabas ko tayo, paminsan nag-iiba ko kung sino tayo. Kaya yung first week po, pinag-usapan po natin, part of our responsibility as being authentic in our faith is we are here to respond the way God expects because we are here to submit to civil authorities. Okay, kaya nga dapat po pinag-pray na po natin ngayon, okay, yung mga itatalagang, okay, boboto po natin, may elect ng mga government officials. And when I say, submit and obey to the civil government authorities, meaning, you know, it was God who called them. It was God who has delegated them the authority that they have, all right, the office that they represent. And so whoever they are, you know, at the back of our minds, whatever the hearsay regarding reputation, corrupt man yan, wicked, immoral, pag nakaupo pong leader ng bayan natin yan, kailangan po natin isubmit natin yung sarili natin. Nagsasubmit po ako dun sa office, but not necessarily on the person. That's why there's a big difference. Okay, so as authentic Christian, we are here to submit to the governing authorities. Why? Because they're also ministers of God. That's very clear. Yung po yung sinasabi nung pinag-usapan po natin nung first week. Second week, we did say, we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Alright? The whole point of loving our neighbor is really about ourselves. You don't want to hurt yourself, isn't it? Uh-huh. You don't want to think yourself, you know, less than what the Bible says. Uh-huh. You don't want to curse yourself. Uh-huh. You don't want to judge yourself. Then if that's the case, then there's no right for us to think otherwise with other people or regardless of what they have done. And so the reason why, because we represent Christ into this world. And the greatest thing that this world could offer is really about love. There's no other thing that we could able to reach out to the lost people, those people who never could know Christ, except for the love of Christ. And so that's very important. So last week naman po, pinag-usapan po natin, there's this two different, as we differentiate people in the church, meron po tinatawag tayong strong in the faith, saka yung weak in the faith. Okay? Ang nangyari po, just to give a summary, as we conclude today, yung mga weak in faith po, alright, are those Christians who basically judge, those people who criticize, people who express themselves and put down people, who made mention, pag hindi nila nagustuhan sa certain standard nila, Kristiyano ba yan? Eh, ba't ganyan yan? Grabe naman, Kristiyano. Pastor pa naman yan. Tingnan mo, grabe. Ganyan pa magiging Kristiyano. How many of you are guilty of that? Especially when the going gets tough, and there are people, alright, who does things which is totally opposite to what we expect. We began to declare and say, grabe naman yan. Maging leader pa yan, ha? Yung ganyan ba victory group? Ganyan bang pastor? You think about that. Alright? And that is happening. And you know what the Bible says? Those people are considered to be weak in the faith. On the other hand, people who are strong in the faith, they are insensitive, meaning they've experienced the freedom in Christ, but nevertheless, alright, they could do whatever they want. Hindi po nila niisip na pwedeng maging stumble block sila doon sa mga weak in faith. That's why, as Christians, we are to be careful. As the Bible says, never be a stumbling block and never judge anyone. Why? Because we don't have the right to judge. Because there's no only one judge, and that is God Himself. And so that's very important, alright? That, yes, there are people who are weak in faith, and that's why, you know, Pastor Rumal emphasized kanina po yung purple book natin, that you gotta be, our desire, God's desire for you is to be strong in the faith. And for you to have that, you got to have a strong foundation that builds on the proper footing of God's Word. And so I do want to encourage you. I hope you're not just here to attend. I hope you understand the very magnitude of what God wants for our own lives. All right? It's not about us. It's about His will and what He wants in our lives. And today, we're going to end up by talking about our responsibility to the world or to the lost people. Are you ready for this? All right, can you check the person next to you? O, gising ka ba? Tanong mo nga. Huwag mong tulugan si Pastor Mark, ha? Okay, ha? Okay, first time ko ho. Just to let you know, this is my first time to be here in our, you know, seven, in our Cinema 7 for the year, okay? So, I'd like to ask you to stand on our feet right now as we read God's Word. Our responsibility towards the lost people. I'm reading in the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 14 to 21. Here where the word of God says, I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But at some points, I have written to you very boldly, by way of reminder, because of the grace, everybody say grace. Because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed. by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus I make it an ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, but lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. For this is the word of the Lord for us this afternoon. Let's bow our heads right now as we start with a word of prayer. Lord, even as we talk about the authenticity of our faith, Lord, I ask with the help of your Holy Spirit, enable us, Lord, to be an example, to live based on our faith with you, Lord, that, Lord, we may be able, Lord God, to do practical steps, be a blessing, be a light of the world, and at the same time, Lord God, have the sense of duty as authentic Christians, Lord, to reach out to the world. And may we say, Lord God, may your will be done, may your kingdom come, may you bless the preaching of your word and bless everyone's hearts today. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone would say, amen. Please take your seats. Okay. Let me just ask you a question. When was the last time you preached the message of the gospel to someone? As people and believers of Christ, when was the last time you preached the gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ to someone? You know, it's so important for us to understand that part of our authenticity as Christians, it involves us reaching to the lost. Just think about this. Tayo mismo ho sinave ni Lord, di ba? How many of you are glad that you're saved? How many of you are glad that, you know, you're part of the church? Alright? Well, you should be. Imagine of all the billions of people who ever live here on earth, why you? Why, of all many churches out there, you end up here? Why this church? Well, God has reasons to place you in this church. Are you here with me? But more than that, think about it. You are saved Christians. You are grateful. You've been saying, bless God, praise God, Lord, thank you talaga, grabe yung blessing. But yet, you've never thought of the person next to us, in our neighbors, our relatives, our loved ones, when they have not heard the gospel being preached to them. But yet, we're living differently, as if I keep my faith and I just want to keep it that way. And sila naman, ganyan sila, judgmental sila, may sarili silang faith, then I'd rather keep my faith. Our authenticity has got to do as well with reaching other people. What good is it then if all of us here are Christians and yet there are thousands and millions of people here in Metro East who needs to hear the gospel for them to be saved? When was the last time you ever preached the gospel to them? We got to tell our story. It's our responsibility as people who's been chosen and saved. The next is, may God use us, you and me, for us to reach out to others so that they will receive Christ Jesus, so that they would live for the way that what the Bible teaches, so that they'll be transformed as well, and for them to experience that somebody has to stand in the gap between God and your relatives who are lost. Are you here with me? It's so important for us. There is a responsibility. That's why I want to give you and ask 5 questions we are to answer today in fulfilling the responsibility to the lost. What are those questions? Number one, the first question has something to do with what, and then why, who and how, and last but not the least, we're going to ask the question where. Let's start with the question what. Verse 15 says, but on some points, I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder. Here's what Paul says. Because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God. What is the question what? What is our responsibility to the lost? Well, here's the question what. Based on what Paul says, the grace of God has called us to be minister of the gospel. It's the grace of God that called us to be ministers of the gospel. Wait, Pastor Mark. Probably that pertains to the Apostle Paul. But to me, well, I'm not the Apostle Paul. Well, here's the thing. The grace of God is the one who caused us to be saved. Sa totoo lang po, apart from the grace of God, kahit ano pang faith natin, alright, hindi po tayo masasave. Masasave po tayo because of the goodness of God. That's why it's not by good works. It will never be by works. Alright? The grace of God has to be present, and that's why Jesus Christ came into the picture. Now, the same grace that caused us to be saved is the same grace that caused you to change. The same grace that called us to be ministers of the gospel. Maybe if you're here, this might be something new, but for us, it isn't. Here in this church, from the very beginning, we've been saying, if you are part of this church, you are a member of this church, and we want to say this to you, every member is a minister. Every single one of us here who is a believer is a minister. Hindi lang ho yung mga full-time. Hindi lang ho yung mga apostles, yung prophets, yung evangelists, yung mga pastors, yung mga teachers. Hindi lang po sila yung minister. Lahat ho tayo ay minister. And sinasabi po ni Paul, sinasabi po ni Apostle Paul, hey look, the grace of God that was given to me is the grace of God that called me to be a minister of the gospel. So that's very important. Okay? And you don't say, well, you mean to say, I need to evangelize? Yes. That's why you're a minister, because you got to evangelize. Evangelism is not for those who are called to be evangelists. Evangelists yung mga malalakas ang dating, yung mga nagpipreach, para katulad ko, alright? I just want to say, I'm grateful. God called me to be an evangelist. But let me tell you my story. I never thought that I could preach. I never thought that one day I'm going to preach the gospel. Here's what happened to me. When I got saved, all right, I was being followed up using one-to-one. Alam nyo ba? After 2 weeks, I was asked to do Bible study. Bible study, wala pa victory group po sa UST. Eh, wala kasing yung leader. Na wala yung leader eh. So they asked me, kasi pag lalaki ka during that time, ikaw dapat mag-lead, hindi yung babae. Eh, full of students yun. And so I was asked to lead. Wala pa yung victory group na puro men kayo, puro women kayo, di ba? So men and women yun. Eh, bago lang ako sa church, but they asked me to do it. And so, what did I do? I opened my Bible, just like spending time with God. I opened the book of Psalm, alright? Just read the Word of God. And guess what? They even asked unbelievers, hindi pa saved sa Bible study, anong gagawin ko? Eh, nangyari po na 1-to-1 ako. Yung salvation na intindihan ko. Ang ginawa ko, alam nyo, binasa ko yung Bible, sinera ko. Ginamit ko yung 1-to-1. There is a problem that all of us have. Sabi kong ganun. There is a sin problem, but there is a solution. Jesus Christ. And we gotta respond. Yun lang. And the result will be changed life. Guess what? I never thought that I could do that. And when I was doing it, doing Bible study, 2 weeks as a Christian, I was blown away. Said, I could share. And I don't have to be like Pastor Steve and Pastor so-and-so. And begin to realize, if I need to be faithful in this, maybe God will call me later. And true enough, God has called me. What I'm saying is, you don't have to be a pastor or someone to be like a speaker in order for you to evangelize. All it will take is for you to have a heart and a tongue, then you could be the minister of the gospel. Can you say amen? Folks, God has called you whether you like it or not. Akala lang natin sa mga speaker lang yun, hindi po. Lahat po tayo dito tinawag ng Panginoon. Yun po yung kagandahan yung sinasabi ni Paul dito. And you don't need a stage and a pulpit to be a minister. We are called to be a minister of the gospel. Can you turn to the person next to you and say, you are a minister of the gospel. Say it to that person. Say it again to the next person. You are a minister of the gospel. Now everybody listen up. It has nothing to do with your educational background. It has nothing to do with age. All it takes is for you to have a tongue and a heart. If your heart is for God, you'll be ready to share God's word. Can you say amen? What? Now the question is why? Verse 16 to 18 says, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed. All right? Why? That's a very important question. If we answer the question, what? The grace of God and why? Here's why. Based on the scripture. Because it's the gospel message that brings the lost to obedience and sanctification. It's the gospel message that brings lost people to obedience and sanctification. And let me say this up front. Everyone who's here today, no person will be saved apart from the gospel of Christ. You might be in church for years. You might be reading your Bible. You might be praying a lot. A lot. And you might be praying hard enough. That is not a way for us to enter salvation. I'm sorry to say that. No amount of good works, not even adding to all the people that I preach to, all the services that we've made, and say, Lord, here we are, we preach the gospel message. Can we enter heaven? There is no way for a man to enter heaven other from what Christ has done for us on the cross. Do you hear me now? The gospel is the only way for your friends, for your boss, for your loved ones, for your relatives to be saved. And that's how important it is. Why? It's because of the gospel message. I just want you to know that. And speaking about the gospel message, it has to be preached to all the people. I'm going to go there in a while. Here's what the Word of God says in Romans chapter 1, verse 5. Through Him, for His name's sake, we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience. Everybody say, to the obedience that comes from faith. Because of the grace of God that calls us to be a minister. At the same breath, the gospel message, it calls people to obedience and to sanctification. Importante po yun. Ganon katindi po yung church. That's why we are God's representatives. Alright? And so as God's representatives, then God called me to be a minister. People will be saved, not because of me, but they will be saved because of the message of Jesus Christ. Are you here with me? If you experience eternal life, and you're here today, I just want to let you know, it's time for you to get out of your comfort zones. It's time for you to make a difference. It's time for you to be used by God and share how important the gospel message is. Alam mo, paminsan, there are people, no, na they'll do anything in business. They'll do anything para kumita. Kasi, profit eh. Diba? People will do anything for them to get what they want. Pag mahal mo yung isang tao, gagawin mo lahat. Hahamakin mo lahat. Whatever it takes, whatever the opposition and odds, gagawin mo lahat para makuha mo. You know, the Bible says, Christ's love compels us. The reason why we don't see the gospel that way, because we focus so much on ourselves. We focus so much on what we're going to eat, what my future is. Everything boils down about me. Ano kayong word ngayon? Ano kayong sabihin sa akin ni Lord? Ay, para sa akin. Hindi para sa akin to. Paminsan selective tayo. Ayoko ng preaching ngayon, para sa mga lost, hindi para sa akin yan. Sometimes, we all think it's based on me. Let me tell you this. It is never and has nothing to do about us. It's never to do. It has nothing to do about us. And that's why you're here today. Because God saved you. Because there's a plan of God in your life. Whatever age you're into, God is not through with you yet. I just want to let you know that. But thanks be to God. It's the gospel message that let people be saved. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, if I'm not mistaken, verse 16 says, Paul says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, hindi ako nahiya. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Grabe yung power ni Lord. Para ma-save sila, hindi dahil sa akin. Share ko yung testimony ko, pero yung gospel na ginawa ni Jesus Christ, ano ba yung gospel? Do you not even know what the gospel is? And we don't want to equip you. I want to share the gospel. It's the gospel. So what's the gospel message? Well, here's what the gospel is. The gospel is the good news that God Himself became man in Christ Jesus. That He lived the life that we should have lived and died the death that we should have died. After 3 days, He rose from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God. Think about that. He proved to the world, hey, look, I'm not just a man, but I became man. I did not sin, because one sin will blow us apart and we will not reach this age. But thanks be to God that whatever weakness, whatever temptation, Jesus experienced that He remained sinless. He became man. But yet, the Bible tells us, after 3 days, He rose from the dead, proving that He's the Son of God, that He offers the gift of what? Salvation. And even offered the gift of what? Forgiveness. That anyone who repents and believes the gospel will be saved. Ganun po yung gospel. It has nothing to do with us. It has something to do what Christ has done for me. Lord, so sobrang love mo ako. Hanggang ngayon, pinapatado pa rin ako, binabago pa rin ako. Then it's our time for us to tell the world, hey, look, there's no other person who could change you. There's no other solution. The problem today is not poverty. The problem today is sin. And the solution is the gospel of what Christ has done for us. Can you say amen? You're not just here to hear the gospel. You're here to preach the gospel, because the gospel message will transform people's life. Can you say amen? It is so important that we represent Christ. Wherever you are, whatever your situation is, God expects you to go out there and share God's word. Question, who and how? This is so important. Who and how? Verse 19. By the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I fulfilled the ministry of the gospel. Sabi po sa NIV. Way around to Illyricum, I have preached, I have proclaimed the gospel. Who and how? Here's who. Number 3. The Spirit of God who empowers us to preach the gospel. Una po, yung grace ni God called us to be a minister. Secondly, why? The power of the gospel itself, the gospel message, is the one that calls lost people for obedience and sanctification. Ito po yung who and how. Who? It has nothing to do with me. I'm just here to represent Christ. Who? It's still the Holy Spirit's power. How? It's about preaching the gospel. We have a responsibility to the lost world. Who do you think God will use? You and I. Are you here with me? Kaya hindi nyo kailangan ng pastor sa office nyo. Alam nyo ba, kinikwento ko nung 1 o'clock p.m., Pastor Winston was here. Pastor Winston, the first victory group I ever attended. Alright? You know what the topic is? First victory group. First time ko po. I was in high school, 16 years old. 16 years old, yes, 86. When I attend Pastor Winston's victory group, the topic was how to cast out demons. Think about that. Walang foundation. Power, banatan to. The kingdom of heaven versus the kingdom of hell. We're talking about demons, that they are real. That God has given us the power by the Holy Spirit. Think about that. And let me tell you, this word that we're preaching is a matter of power. It's bringing people who's getting into sin, living in hell, from the power of darkness, from the power of Satan, giving them the hope because of the gospel and bringing them to the power of life that is in the gospel of Christ. Think about that. How many people are there? Eh, kung bukas mag-earthquake. Ano mangyayari? Mamatay na sila. Tanong na prison ba sila ng gospel? Bakit ganoon? But kung kailangan may sakit, pupuntahan natin sa hospital. Pagpipraya natin. Hindi mo pagpipraya, no? Preachan mo ng gospel yun. Are you here with me? Ba't kailangan magkasakit pa para mag-preach tayo ng gospel? Ba't kailangan may mangyari pa? Eh, kaibigan mo na nga sila. Inutangan ka na nga, inutangan mo pa rin. Close na close ka, pati mga gamit na gamit mo pa rin. Hindi mo pa rin binipreachan ng gospel. Hello? Something is wrong here. Eh, kung bukas, nag-uusap-usap, huwag naman sana, di ba? Pinag-usapan na about preparedness, yung fault line. We're living in this world, it's uncertain. But what about, what if, your mom, your sister, your brother, tomorrow something will happen, are they ready to face God? We have a responsibility. The good news is, woo! It's the power of the Holy Spirit that empowers us to preach the gospel. How? There's no other way. It's the gospel message and us preaching the gospel to them. Are you here with me? You know, let me share this to you. Let me confess, all right, if I may confess. I got saved back in 1986. As I told you, the first victory group was with Winston, all right, Pastor Winston. He was not a pastor at that time. And let me confess to you, I got saved back in 1986, and I backslid. I backslid for 3 years. I came back 1989. 3 years was a mess. I was a basketball player at USD. It was a mess. But during that time, when the foundations of Lordship was shared upon me, grabe, alam nyo, sa totoo lang, it's now or never. Sabi ko, Lord, pag babalik na ako, wala nang excess baggage. Kasi alam ko eh, pag nag-serve kay Lord, dapat 100% eh. Yung understanding ko that time eh. I have so many baggages. I have a girlfriend. I have this. Masyado akong selfish. Sabi ko, Lord, di ko kaya to. Parang Lord, nakukonfig ako. So sabi ko, I decided not to serve God. But during those moments, probably in 1986, siguro mga 3-4 months, I was in church. And I've been attending Victory Group and all that. And I encountered the passage in the book of Samuel wherein, before Samuel would anoint David, all right, as king at that time, there was a story. He saw Jesse, the first person, and the Lord spoke. Kasi nakita niya matanda. Uy, panganay. Usually sa Jews kasi ganun eh. Okay, sa Israelite, kung sino yung matanda, siya yung the inherent person, the leader. But God spoke, sabi ng ganun ni God. Sabi ganun kay Samuel, Samuel, I don't look what man looks at. For I, God, looks at the heart while man looks at the external. And when I was reading that back in 86, it ministered to me, it strengthens me, it inspires me. But you have to realize, I backslid. I know what happened to me 3 years after. When I came back in 1989, I was doing Bible study again. I got restored in faith, you know. Sabi ko, Lord, this is it, all right? Wala nang body kan sa mundo, ito na yon. So, you know, I was doing Bible study. And all of a sudden, when I was sharing about that, then the Holy Spirit reminded me, for some reason, it came out of my tongue. And I quoted that, and I said, you know what? God doesn't look what man looks at, for man looks at the external, while I, God, looks at the heart. It's the heart. You know, when I preached and called that message, and I said to myself, where does that scripture have come from? And I began to realize, Lord, there's nothing that I will able to do and remember the scripture apart from the Holy Spirit. I begin to realize it's the Holy Spirit who gives you words. It's the Holy Spirit who calls you to be bold. And that's why during our time back then, during when we were students, if you're a student here today, okay, today you engage, you share the gospel. Alam niyo ba yung time namin sa U-Belt? You want to preach the gospel? Tinutula kami sa recto. I remember vividly, I was in the corner of Murayta and Recto. And you know what? I was preaching to you know who? Those people who are LFS. Ibagsak si Marcos, ibagsak si Cory. And I was there, said, you know what? What you need is Christ. Jesus gave us. I was preaching so bold. I began to realize, Lord, yung pala, parang biniprepare din ako ni Lord. No, later I become an evangelist. And so what I'm saying right now is, if you're here today and you're saying, well, Pastor Mark, I'm not like you. Di naman ako gagaya mo, mayabang. Kita mo, yabang-yabang mo nga. Oh. Tignan mo, sa tayo na lang, yabang mo pa. Hindi naman ako tulad mo eh. Malakas ang dating mo. Dating lang. Okay. Kung alam mo lang, pag nagpe-prepare kami rito, ato tayo kami, kinakabahan pa rin kami. And most of the anointed messages, okay, in our preaching comes from the time that we are all scared, all right? And all are not sure of what we're gonna say here. Nevertheless, here's the point. You don't say, I'm an introvert. Sino ba rito, introvert ka? Yung parang, you know, you don't get along much. Okay, hindi ka, ha?
Shy type.
Meron ba shy type? Tasa ka may mga shy type. Meron ba shy type? Shy type. Sino shy type dito? Wala. Ba't lahat tayo bold? Grabe. Sino rito yung tipong ayaw mo ma-reject? Ayaw mo ma-reject talaga. Okay, sino yung mahihain? Talaga mahihain ka eh. Mahihain. Listen to this. God created you exactly the way He wanted you to be created. He did not make a mistake forming you when you were still in your mother's womb. He did it the way He wants you to be like. There is no point of comparing me to Him, to that person, to that. God created you just as you are, because God wants to anoint you with the power of the Holy Spirit for you to preach the gospel. Let me remind you, before John and Peter became the apostles, they were what? Fishermen. They were disciples. You know what the Bible tells us regarding them, their background? They were unschooled. Hindi nga nag-aral fisherman eh. Pero tinawag ni Lord. May grace sa buhay nila. May power of the Holy Spirit. That's why for us, it's not an excuse. All it takes is for us to put our trust in the Lord, and we declare that we are God's anointed, because there's a lost world out there that we got to preach the gospel. Can you say amen? And here's what the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. My message and my preaching were not wise and persuasive words, the Apostle Paul says, but with a demonstration of what? A demonstration of what? Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. I just want to say this to all of you here. All this that you see here, it's not the work of man, it's the work of God. But the Holy Spirit is present. Kaya nga ikaw, upo-upo ka lang dyan. Kikinig-kinig ka, pero may plano sa Lord sa'yo. The whole point is, will you take responsibility? Will you be God's man? Will you say, Lord, send me? Will you say, Lord, enough is enough of me living for myself. I'm living hardly enough for myself. Living, what will I do? It's all about me. What about, Lord God, you using me to reach out to the lost out there? I don't have to be Pastor Mark. I don't have to be Pastor so-and-so. All it takes is just being me, with the power of the Holy Spirit resting upon me, because I'm going to go out and preach the word. Amen? Last question. Where? Verse 20 to 21 says, and thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of Him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. Last question is where? The gospel of Christ is to be preached where Christ is not known. The gospel of Christ is to be preached where Christ is not known. Alam mo kung sa totoo lang, yung place na sinabi natin, yung Illyricum. The Illyricum that's mentioned here is, right now, is the country Yugoslavia. When the Apostle Paul encountered the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. Remember that. Christ preached to him. He was blinded. He sent Ananias, all right, to follow him up, a disciple. Took off the scales in his eyes. And then the Bible tells us he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. He started to preach. And the Bible tells us that he became more powerful and more powerful each day because of the power of the Holy Spirit. You know what he did? Here's what the trace of his journey. Paul, okay, traveled 1,500 miles, that's 2,400 kilometers, on foot and by sea. Think about that. During that time, wala aeroplano. Pero he took responsibility and sabi niya to, yung heart ko, yung ambition ko, yung goal ko, yung pupunta ako sa place na hindi kilala si Lord. Hindi pwede sabihin Jesus. Think about that. That's my goal. That's my arena. Is there a place there whom we have not preached God? That's our place. That's what he was saying. And he was inspiring us because of this. Yesterday, we had Pastor Rico. Pastor Rico is the senior pastor of Victory Ortigas to speak to us in our Leaders Convergence. And he was sharing to me a story. Recently, nag-lead po siya ng, ano, ng 10 days team, no? Si Pastor Rico sa Australia. He was telling us a story. Sabi niya ganun, nung nag-lead siya ng team, oh, Pastor Rico, ang gagawin natin, sabi nila, ay, magpe-pray tayo. Natawa si Pastor, ha? Pumunta ka rito sa Australia para mag-pray? Hindi tayo magpe-pray. Lahat tayo magpe-preach ng gospel. So, kinuha niya yung the God test na ginawa ni Pastor Rice Brooks for us to preach whatever the background is, whatever the religious background, that's basically was made by Pastor Rice towards the lost people. So, sabi niya ganun, pinag-aralan nila. Tapos, alam mo, nung na doon po sila, naka-encounter siya. Atheists, agnostics, Muslim. Sabi niya, Mark, nagbago ako. Di ko alam. Something happened in my heart. I'm an evangelist, pero when I was there, my heart for young people has never been the same now. Because when I encountered these agnostics, yung Muslim, talagang harap-harap, tinatanong ako, is the word Trinity in the Bible? Imagine, ganun ang mga tanong sa akin. Pag kayo, tinanong kayo na ganun, or never mind, oh, sige, okay, go on your own sin. Okay, bye-bye, God bless you, I'll just pray for you. So, mga ginaganan mga tanong, is God real? How come there's much, you know, evil in the world if God is true? How do you address that? How come you Christian, you always claim yourself that you're the only ones who get saved? Or who is saved? How would you? That's why it's a challenge for us. Here's what he said. Oh, really? Trinity? Well, here's the point. Is gravity? Sabi niyo, is gravity in the Bible? Okay, you stand up. Okay, on top of the building and jump. Or let's say, is gravity in the Bible? Are you going to do that? And you know, he shared it. The person got saved for some reason. And one guy who's in the middle, wearing a small guy, who's a Filipino, he's a young person. You know what? Sabi niya, bro, nagbago. Nakita niya yung power ng gospel. Talagang dala ng dala, punta ng punta sa mga tao talaga. Lahat gustong preachan. Kasi nakita niya yung power of God. Kahit sino, pwede natin preachan. Kahit sino yung gospel. And I just want to say this. During our meeting, Pastor Rico was sharing this in our meeting with Pastor Ferdy, the one who heads Victory Metro Manila. Sabi ni Pastor Ferdy, ito, I want to share this to you. Pastor Rico, dito, sabi ganun, here in the Philippines, it's open heavens. Kahit sino, pwede mong preachan without using one-to-one. On our own, we could share the gospel. Open heavens, makikinig sa'yo yan. Re-reject ka yung iba, pero hindi katulad pag sa ibang bansa ka, grabe yung challenge. And sabi ko, ngayon, grabe yung generation, open na open. Hindi katulad dun sa mga Australia, napupunta ka Australia. Imagine you're gonna raise up a certain amount of money to go there to preach the gospel. And you know what I said, Pastor Ferdy? You know what, that's not true. Yes, our generation probably is open for the gospel, but there's a coming generation. My son was telling me, he has classmates who doesn't believe in God. And he came from, what school is that? A Christian school. Not because it's a Christian school, everything's Christian there. So what he was saying is this, sabi kong ganun, there's an uprising generation who doesn't believe in God, and I'm not gonna wait for that generation to be the generation of the Philippines who doesn't know. Ngayon pa lang, will take advantage. Kaya nga ang tanong, anong ginagawa natin sa open heavens, sa harvest ni Lord sa buhay natin? Are you here with me? How are we gonna reach the LGBT? How are we gonna reach our Muslim brothers in Mindanao? That's why we go out there and plant a church in Mindanao. Why is that? Because we want to preach to a place where Christ is not known. Folks, I believe this is all a challenge for us. And here's how Paul would put it. In Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. Sabi niya ganun, how can they call on the one they have not believed in? Paano nila tatawagin yung mismo si Lord na hindi sila naniniwala, di ba? How can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? Paano sila maniniwala? Hindi nga nila kilala eh. Imagine, punta pa si Pastor Rico sa kayo Ortigas team 10 days. But that was a divine appointment. And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Do you want them to hear the gospel? Somebody has to preach to them. I'm sorry to say it's not going to be here in Victory. Don't just bring them. You go out there and preach the gospel. If you are a believer, then I'm telling you the grace of God is there to call you forth as the minister of the gospel. The power of the Holy Spirit will cause you to be bold and preach God's message. If you want them to hear the gospel message, they can through us, through you. And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. As we end today, I just want to let you know. The question is what? Our responsibility, the grace of God is sufficient. The grace of God calls us to be ministers of the gospel. The question of why? It's the gospel message that caused people to obey and be sanctified. Who and how? It's the Holy Spirit's power that empowers us to what? To preach the gospel. Where? Anywhere in this world where Christ is not known. Any opportunities and open doors that God will open up, we're ready to hit and share the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And as we end this message, I want everybody to understand the authenticity of our faith involves reaching the lost through the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's about reaching the lost. The authenticity of our faith is not being kept. It should not be based in these four corners of this wall. But even as we get out of this place, Lord, I'm going to submit to civil authority. I'll be an example of what is a citizen of this nation as a Filipino. Lord, I'm going to love my neighbor. I'll be an example of Christ's representative here on earth. At the same breath, Lord, I'm going to help those people of weak in faith. I'm going to be a blessing to them. And yet as we get out of this place, my relatives, my loved ones, my friends, my boss, my classmates, wherever they are, in our own community, Lord, I'm going to engage and preach the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God for salvation of everyone who believes. The authenticity of our faith involves reaching the lost through the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. I want us to pray right now. Can I ask everyone to stand on their feet? Let's also rise up on their feet right now. Would you raise up your hands as a sign of surrender before the Lord today? Lord, I thank you for every person who's here today. Lord, I pray that we will get out of our comfort zones. Lord, we repent. We say sorry for being selfish. All we could think of is me, what I get, what I receive, my blessing, my will, my want. Lord, we repent. Lord, what we want is your will. And Lord, today we just ask that there is a dying world out there, our friends, our loved ones. Lord, help us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Give us the unction, the urgency to preach the gospel. I And so, Lord God, even as we raise up our hands, we pray that you would anoint every one of us here, Lord. I pray for a heart of compassion. I pray for the spirit of boldness, Lord. I pray that we will be selfless in our faith, that we will be authentic, Lord, wherever we go, for that's a harvest field for us. So, Father, I pray for open doors. I pray for divine appointments. Use every single one of us here, that we're not just here to keep our faith, but to share our faith and preach the gospel message. As we raise up our hand, can you say this to the Lord right now? Lord, use me. Say this, Lord, use me. Say, Lord, send me. Ask the Lord, Lord, anoint me today. Ask the Holy Spirit. It's between you and God as we raise up our hands. It's between you and God. Ask Him. Ask Him to use you. Ask His power. Ask for wisdom. Ask for His grace. Ask for our relatives, our loved ones to be saved by using you, not anyone, just you. The power of the Holy Spirit upon us. Lord, as we raise up our hands today, Lord, I pray that you would anoint us, you would empower us, Lord, that our lives will never be the same again. So we say, Lord, use us. Lord, send us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.